Chapter 3 Training Camp. I came home from Lillishall at the end of June and spent 2 weeks with my family. That was before I left for the final training camp. It was great to be back at home. We didn't do anything special, just the usual things. We walked in the park, met friends, went to the cinema. In the evenings, Andrew came to visit and we all sat and talked and laughed together. My parents began to like Andrew even more than they did before. We all remembered my first date with him and how they interrogated him before we went out. We laughed about it. Soon it was time for me to go to our final training camp in Belarus, and I was really excited. I knew almost nothing about the place, except that athletes train there for the 2000 Olympics in Sydney. Before I left, I read about Belarus on the internet. Belarus is one of the Eastern European countries and its capital city is called Minsk. At different times in history, it was part of Lithuania, Poland, and finally the Soviet Union. Then in 1991, it became an independent country. Belarus can be cool, even in the summer. It's a beautiful country with many lakes, rivers and forests. But we only saw a little of the place through the window of the bus on our way from the airport. From the day we arrived, we began our training. At the training camp in Belarus, we could train without any interruptions from family and friends, so it was much easier to concentrate. It was a little lonely sometimes, but Becky and I were in the same room and that helped a lot. The camp wasn't as nice as the one in Lillishall. The gym was a little smaller than the one there, so we had to train as efficiently as possible. At 8 a.m. we ran for 20 minutes and then came back and fought to be first in line to shower. Then we had breakfast and returned to the gym to train until 1:30 p.m. After lunch, we walked to the arena across the road to do full competition routines. At 8 p.m. we returned for dinner and then went to bed till the next morning. Ben and the rest of the British Olympic trainers worked very hard with us, both as a group and as individuals. I made a lot of progress at the training camp and learned a few interesting things about myself in the process. I discovered that my ideas about myself changed a lot. Sometimes I felt like I was the best in the world, and other times I felt I was the worst. The reality is usually somewhere in the middle, so I needed somebody to give me advice. My family wasn't there, so I depended on Ben for that. He and the other trainers gave all of us a lot of emotional support. The time at the training camp also helped me to understand the other girls better. We shared our secrets and comforted one another in times of need. We learned to identify our own difficulties and help each other succeed. This is important because my real family has always been there to help me, but during the Olympics, I won't be permitted to contact them. The girls in the team are my family now, and I hope we'll always be friends and not let the Olympics change our friendships.